Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Well, we're back, but nothing's changed. Yep. Us.
Same gorgeous people doing the same gorgeous thing.
You are still wearing the same black hat that you wore in the last show.
Yeah, why? Well, usually wear a hat when you need to get your hair done.
No, that is actually not true.
There might be a few more greys in there than there were before. And then you go, oh, no, it's not hair dye. It's just my hair product.
Kerastase.
Yeah, it's Kerastase.
Remember that Kerastase stuff that I got? It's amazing.
For the record, I like hats. I've actually got a massive collection of hats.
You know, hats make you bald.
Yeah, that's a rumor.
It's only a rumor. I used to always wear hats. Check that shit out. Look at that.
Oh yeah, you got
the slice of Devon. Yeah.
Fry tuck.
But we're kind of getting to the stage where it's all right to go bald.
Oh, it is for me.
It doesn't matter.
I like it how you're accepting the inevitable.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all right to go bald. No.
Is Dad bald?
No.
Your grandfather?
Nope.
Oh, on your mum's side?
Well, my mum said, yeah.
Yeah, that's where it comes from.
Balding.
It's meant to come from the maternal side.
I heard it's hormones. It's testosterone or something.
That runs in the family, mate.
Lack thereof or too much?
Well, look, if that happens, if it happens, it happens. I will take it on the chin.
You will not accept it gracefully.
No, I will get plugs immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll do us. Have a good one.
Then you'd be like Warnie, will you, and pretend that you haven't got it done?
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
Yeah, yeah, nice.
Jade Straney and Damien Leith on Wave FM.
We're talking Spotto.
Spotto!
Oh, God.
I saw a car out the window, King Street.
It's like that, isn't it?
That's exactly what Spotto's like. And it's frustrating. The kids are going crazy in your cars. Even the adults are getting involved. The rules are changing on a daily basis.
I can't believe that you just discovered Spotto while you were on holidays for the first time in your life.
I was late to the party. This clearly happened.
But so late.
Been fights in the car, so you want to get the rules, Damien,
yes, I do.
So that you can take them back to the kids and you can play Spotto the right way.
That's right.
Paul from Shell Harbour has given us a call. Paul, what are the rules for Spotto for you?
Hey, you can play Spotto with anything, because when you get out west and there's not a lot of cars, you know, you can say Spotto a mailbox, Spotto a dead kangaroo. You know, you can play Spotto with anything.
Oh, geez. A dead kangaroo. Where I used to live up in the Hunter Valley,
yeah.
You'd be saying Spotto the whole way along that highway. Poor kangaroos.
Melissa's given us a call. Melissa, how do you play Spotto? What are the rules?
So we play Spotto and Snotto. And then we've added another S, which is Stang, so it's a Mustang.
Oh, all right. Oh, I like
Spotto,
that one.
Snotto, Sangs.
Yes, and we play for points, not punches, because with four kids, there'd be, like, carnage in the back of the car. But if you see a yellow Stang, then you win outright that game.
Oh, so hands down, you've just won. Game finished.
That's a good one.
I like that rule. I would like to live near a yellow Mustang so that we can eliminate the kid at the start of the day. End of story.
Yeah, you're not bad.
In Albion Park, Leanne's giving us a call. What are Spotto rules in your household?
So we are only allowed to punch each other if we see the car on the street. There's no side streets or anything like that. It's worth one punch for a yellow car, but if the car has yellow number plates as well, it's a double punch.
Oh.
So it always ends up in tears. But no one's allowed to punch me because I'm the driver and I'm the mum.
Fair enough. I like those rules.
Good rule.
Yeah. And you don't want to crash either.
A double punch. That's pretty harsh, isn't it? A double punch.
Absolutely.
Ooh, yellow car, yellow number plate.
Well, no, it's fair enough. All right, Beck in Albion Park, what about yourself? What are the rules?
What are the rules? Well, as a previous owner of a yellow car, I used to very much enjoy driving past schools and seeing kids just beat the crap out of each other.
Jade Straney and Damien Leith on Wave FM.
Oh. In my household, you want to be the parent that's out of favour.
Oh.
Because if you're the parent that's not the favourite, you don't have to do anything. But it's like, you know, oh, mum, help me get out of the car. Oh, mum, help me have a bath. Mum, put me in a bed. Mum, do it. What if mum doesn't want to do it? I take holidays so I can relax. I don't want to take holidays so I have to go home and parent. you guys are making it way too hard. Ask your father.
Here, you need to say, hey, Milko, you know the kids are really liking me a lot more than you. You know, and this will encourage him to up his game, to win them back, and then you're home free.
Yeah, no, it won't. He'll be like, he's been in the corner with his headphones on his computer.
He's loving
life. He's happy to fade in the background.
Jade Strainey and Damien Leith on Wave FM.
So Christmas time, a lot of people over Christmas,
yeah.
You know, you get presents from people. A lot of people get scratchies. But this chick, she bought her boyfriend some lotto tickets, some scratchies,
yeah.
And he won $1,000.
Oh, half your luck.
And so she said, I want some of that money because I bought you the tickets. And you can't do that. You can't go, oh, here's some lotto tickets. But if you win, you have to give me some money. It's a gift. What? You're giving it.
No.
You're giving it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So you're not impressed with this person?
No, gosh, you can't do that. You can't. And she's like,
you have
incensed
to do it.
Because her boyfriend's not giving her some of the money that he won because it was a ticket that she bought him.
She's totally right. I gotta say, I totally agree with her. If I give a lotto ticket to someone like a scratchy, I say, even as I'm handing it to him, say, if you win on that, I expect a percentage back.
A kickback.
Well,
you can't do that.
You can. No, you can. Honestly, I would imagine. How much did she win? What was it?
He won a grand.
At least $200. He should have given her.
No.
At least 20. Come on. This is, you're giving a gift to someone, but it's a gift that could potentially give them $1 million. And I think there's got to be some sort of understanding about what we're dealing with here.
It's not like you're giving them a loan. You're not loaning them the scratch card. If they win, they want something back.
It doesn't matter.
They want a return.
This goes out of the realms of a normal gift.
How can it? No way.
It has to.
Well,
it
like, if you gave me a bottle of wine, if you turned around and said to me, oh, I want a glass of that though. No, you're not having a glass. You gifted it to me. It's
well, actually,
wine.
If I gave you a bottle of wine, I'd be expecting you to open it now so that I can have a glass. I mean, that's how it works as well. On the line now, here's $1,000. Would you give me some of that money?
I might buy you that bottle of wine that you
no
say
way.
To
me.
Oh,
no,
she's saying no. I can tell it.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Strainey and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.